Heaven or where? Shout it out.
Hell.
Do you guys believe hell's a real place?
Yes.
Absolutely, it's a real place. It's not a place I want anyone to go to, but it is a real place. This doctrine of hell is under attack by a lot of people. A lot of people don't believe in it anymore, but the Bible does say that hell is a real place. In fact, in Revelation chapter number 21, verse 8, the Bible gives us a list of the type of people that are going to go there someday. In Revelation 21:8, it says this, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters," that's a really bad list, right? I hope people in here haven't committed murder, right? But notice this next word. It says, "And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, I know I've told a lie before. Have you guys ever told a lie before? Everyone has, right? I'll take some questions after, okay? No problem. Everyone's told a lie before, and all this verse is teaching us is that if we all got what we deserved from God, we would all go to hell. But do you guys think God wants us to go to hell? Of course not, right? Because God loves us. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So God showed us his love in a very specific way, by giving his son Jesus Christ to be born of a virgin. Since he was born of a virgin, he had no earthly father. His real father was God in heaven. And so the Bible teaches that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one, the Bible says. So Jesus Christ, being born of a virgin, he was 100% man, just like us. Human being, flesh, bone, all that. But he was also 100% God in the flesh. You guys believe Jesus Christ is God? Absolutely, it's really important. Since he's God, he lived his entire life perfectly, never sinning. Never told a lie, never stole, never disobeyed his parents. He was perfect in every way. And when he was 30 years old, he started his ministry. He did a lot of amazing works. He raised people from the dead. He walked on water. I'm sure you guys have heard how he fed the 5,000. He healed people that were blind and deaf and lepers and did all these amazing miracles. But the most important thing he did was preaching the word of God. Because he preached the word of God, the Jews hated him for that. They ended up having a false trial where they lied about him, and they ended up spitting in his face, ripping his beard out of his face, putting a crown of thorns on his head until he bled. They mocked him, they made fun of him, and eventually they drove the nails through his hands and through his feet. And he suffered on the cross, dying for about 6 hours, an agonizing death that he died on the cross. But do you guys know why he died on the cross? Does anyone want to shout it out?
For our sins.
For our sins, exactly. The Bible says that he's the propitiation or payment, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So Jesus Christ died for every person, every nation, of any time period, past, present, and future. He died for everyone. Now, when his body was buried, his soul went somewhere for 3 days and three nights. Raise your hand if you think Jesus' soul went to heaven when he died. Okay, raise your hand if you think Jesus' soul went to hell when he died. Okay. So here's the thing. In Acts chapter number 2, verse number 31, it says this about the death of Jesus Christ. It says, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell." Okay. So Jesus' soul actually went to hell for 3 days and three nights. And a lot of people might wonder, why would Jesus have gone to hell if he's God and if he's perfect? But remember, where do all of us deserve to go because of our sin? To hell, right? So since Jesus loves us, he lived the perfect life for us that we can't live. He fulfilled all of God's laws perfectly, and he went to hell for us for 3 days and three nights to pay the punishment that all of us deserve, so that way we don't have to go there. That's pretty amazing, right? That's a lot of love that he showed us. But thankfully, he didn't stay dead. What happened to Jesus 3 days after he died? He rose again from the dead, exactly. He physically came back to his body. He rose from the dead, showed his disciples the holes in his hands and in his side. To prove that it was him, he ate a meal with them, and he truly did raise from the dead. But my question is, just because Jesus died and was buried and rose again, do you guys think that everybody just automatically goes to heaven now? No, there's one thing that we have to do. And this is the most important thing you could ever know, okay? This question is asked one time in the Bible. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's an important question that all of us have to answer, because we have to be saved. We have to know what it takes to get to heaven, okay? And this is the answer that they said. They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." It didn't say, "Go to church and you'll be saved." It didn't say, "Live a good life and you'll be saved." It didn't say, "Help old ladies cross the street and you'll be saved. Repent of all your sins and you'll be saved." There's one thing we have to do to be saved, and that's believe on Jesus Christ. The most famous verse in the Bible, everyone knows it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, what?
Believeth
in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Exactly. And everyone knows that verse, but a lot of people don't understand it, because when we ask people what it takes to get to heaven, they'll say living a good life, going to church, following God's commandments. But the Bible says all it takes is believing on Jesus Christ, faith alone in Jesus Christ. Now, what does faith mean? It doesn't just mean that you believe he exists, right? Because let's say that there was a politician in this classroom, and I could say, I believe this politician exists. Does that mean that I trust him? Not necessarily, right? So the difference between believing someone exists and putting your faith and your trust and your confidence in someone. In order to get to heaven, you have to trust or believe that everything Jesus did for you is 100% sufficient to take you to heaven. Not the things that you do. Because if you're trusting in the things that you do to get you to heaven, the Bible says you won't make it. Because we can't trust in ourselves to get to heaven, we have to trust 100% in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If salvation was by good works, we would be able to brag or boast about our good works. But we shouldn't brag, right? We shouldn't be boastful or brag. Now, I don't actually believe this, but what if I said to you guys, hey, I'm going to heaven because I'm a really good person, and I always do what's right, and I read my Bible every day, and I pray every day, and I go to church every week. Who would I be trusting in, myself or in Jesus? Myself, right? Because I'm saying, here's all the things that I do. I do this good. I go to church. I, right? But what if I said, hey, I'm a sinner, just like everyone else, but I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he was buried and rose again from the dead. I'm only trusting him to take me to heaven. Now who am I trusting in? In Jesus, right? So what we have to do to be saved, we have to change our mind and take the faith that we have in ourselves or in our religion and put it 100% on Jesus Christ. Now, of course, God wants us to do good works. He wants us to read the Bible and pray and go to church and do all these things, but none of those things can ever save you, okay? Not only is salvation just by faith alone, but the Bible also says salvation is a gift. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the Bible says that God wants to give us a gift. This gift is called eternal life, but you can only get it through one person, and that's Jesus Christ, okay? What if I said, hey class, I want to give you guys Bibles as a gift today, but all you have to do is pay me $100. Would that be a gift?
No.
Of course not, right? If I said, hey class, I want to give you all Bibles today, but all you have to do is wash my car, is that a gift?
No.
Of course not, right? So same thing with God. God isn't saying, hey, look, salvation is a free gift. All you have to do is perfectly follow all the commandments, go to church, never sin, be a good person. That wouldn't be a gift, right? None of us are able to live up to that standard. That's why a gift is completely free. And who pays for the gift, the giver or the receiver?
The giver,
right? So the giver of the gift is Jesus Christ. He paid for it with his blood. He paid for the gift, and he gives it to us freely. All we have to do is believe on him, put our trust in him, and he gives us that gift. That gift is called eternal life. How long does eternal last for?
Forever,
exactly. So let me ask someone a question. Do you guys think that if someone has eternal life, that it's ever possible to lose their salvation? Who says, yes, it's possible to lose your salvation? Okay. Who says, no, it's not possible to lose your salvation? You guys are right. There's a couple reasons for this. Number one is because it is eternal, right? And you can't lose something that's eternal. That wouldn't make any sense. Also, God's not going to go back on his promise. He's not going to say, hey, salvation is by believing in Jesus Christ, and then go back and change his mind later, right? Us as mankind, we can lie to each other, but God's not going to lie to us. Jesus Christ, three times in one verse, promised that we can never lose our salvation. In John 5:24, Jesus said this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. So he says, if you believe, you right now have everlasting life. And how long does everlasting last for again?
Forever,
right? So you're not going to have everlasting life today and then lose it tomorrow, because then it was never everlasting, right? But not only do you have everlasting life, but he says also, you shall not come into condemnation. Condemnation means hell. So he says, if you believe in me, not only do you have everlasting life, but you'll also never go to hell. You'll never have condemnation, he says. And then at the end of the verse, he says this, but is past from death unto life. The moment you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're saved forever and you have eternal life. Salvation is not a process
a lifelong struggle of doing good and hoping your good outweighs your bad. It's one moment of time, putting all of your faith in Him. Once you do that, Jesus says you're passed from death into life and you're saved for forever. Not only that, He says that when you believe in Him, you become the sons of God. When you believe in Him, you become His child. Now, I have three children, and when my children do bad, do you guys think that I punish them or kick them out of my family?
I punish them,
right? I correct them. I chasten them for doing wrong. But I don't kick them out of the family, right? Same thing with God. Once we're saved, if we do commit a really big sin, God's going to punish us on this earth, but He's not going to take away our salvation. He's not going to send us to hell. Just like when my kids do wrong, I'm not going to kick them out of the family. I'm not going to do something extreme like that. I'm just going to correct them because I love them. You know, a good example of this, you have saved men in the Bible like King David, who committed adultery and murder, who is still in heaven. Why is that? Because salvation has nothing to do with your works. That's why. It has nothing to do with being good or being bad. It's where you've placed your faith. Now, let's say that someone does commit that sin and they're saved. God can take away your money, your health, your kids, your spouse, your job. God can punish you on this earth for your sin, but He's never going to take away your salvation. Does anyone want to shout out why?
Because
it's the gift of God, right? And that gift is eternal life. Once we have that gift, you have it forever. You can never lose it, okay? Now, this whole time, I've been explaining to you guys that all we have to do to get to heaven is believe on Jesus Christ. Now, the question is, how do we believe in Him? How do we put our faith in Him? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 is going to give us that answer. It says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it says, for whosoever, that's us, right? Whoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the only way you can put your trust in Jesus Christ is by praying and asking Him to save you. And so what I want to do, I want to lead the class in a prayer. And I want you to pray this out loud, repeating after me, only if you believe this in your heart. Only if you believe, number one, that you're a sinner that deserves to go to hell. Number two, if you believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that He was buried and rose again from the dead to pay for our sins, that you believe that salvation is only by faith alone in Him. It's not of works. It's not by going to church. It's not by cleaning up your life. It's only by putting faith in Him. And that you believe that once you're saved, you're always saved. Because if you believe you can lose your salvation, you're trusting yourself to keep your salvation. You're not trusting in Jesus. So if you believe those things, if you want to ask Jesus Christ to save you, I'm going to lead everyone in a prayer. Don't be shy. Just repeat after me out loud if you believe that, okay? Let's all bow our heads and pray.
Dear Jesus,
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I deserve hell.
But I believe You died.
On the cross,
for my sins,
that You were buried,
and rose again from the dead.
I'm only trusting in You,
and not in myself.
Please give me eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.